This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In the impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump over Ukraine and alleged political dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Rome said again today he will not permit his department's officials to comply with House subpoenas.
We won't tolerate folks on Capitol Hill bullying, intimidating State Department employees. That's unacceptable, and it's not something that I'm going to permit to happen.
Pompeo today admitted for the first time he was on President Trump's controversial phone call with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, a conversation at the heart of the Trump impeachment investigation. House Democrats, meanwhile, say they plan to issue subpoenas for White House documents tied to that phone call, charging what they called flagrant disregard for their earlier requests for information. More on the impeachment situation from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Congressional committees have been seeking documents from the State Department central to an impeachment inquiry. An insider says staff from the House and Senate will attend a briefing with the Inspector General, who's independent from department leadership, which is trying to block staffers from being questioned. And Thursday, former envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker will speak with House committee members behind closed doors. He resigned last week after the whistleblower complaint was released about seeking dirt on Joe Biden's family.
It's the worst witch hunt in political history.
Last month, President Trump called the Ukraine investigation another witch hunt. Now he's calling it a coup on Twitter. Some experts are clarifying a coup is generally a violent overthrow, while an impeachment inquiry is a process spelled out in the Constitution. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
One-time Israeli military chief Benny Gantz called off today's scheduled meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on forming a unity government. Gantz's centrist Blue and White Party edged out Netanyahu's Likud by one seat in last month's parliamentary election.